The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released a new report highlighting the impacts, prevalence and outcomes for victims and perpetrators of family, domestic and sexual violence. One of those vulnerable population groups are Indigenous Australians, who are 32% more times likely to be hospitalised due to a violent altercation, have their children removed from their home or murdered by a family member, compared to those who are non-Indigenous. So what else is being done to help them get the support they need? Inez Carey is the Clinical Engagement Manager at 1-800-RESPECT. She told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin that she was pleased with the report's findings.
It's certainly consistent with what we see and hear in terms of both the prevalence and types of violence that people experience. We know, and we welcome this report that really highlights that rates of family violence in Indigenous communities is at far, far greater rates than anywhere else in the country. The findings that the report highlights are consistent with what we see at 1-800-RESPECT in terms of both prevalence rates and what people report as their experiences of violence.
According to the report, Indigenous adults were 32 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence compared to those who are non-Indigenous. What do you think about those worrying statistics?
We'd agree with those findings. Certainly those prevalence rates and the rates of hospitalisation in relation to family violence is something that has started to be, I suppose, more publicised in the last few years. We know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women experience violence, and men as well. You know, family violence can impact on anyone, but they do experience violence at much higher rates than other members of the community. We know that violence is often more likely to be more severe. As the report indicates, people are more likely to end up in hospital as a result of the violence that they experience in relation to family violence.
It actually indicates that this is a substantial problem within all parts of Australia, within all vulnerable population groups, including those who are Indigenous. Do you think that there could be more done to improve and to reduce or even prevent incidents such as family violence or partner violence or even sexual violence against victims who are Indigenous?
We've all got a part to play in reducing rates of violence that anyone in the community experiences. So whether that's as a service, as a, you know, a member of the community, in everything we do, we need to look at the way that we're supporting people who experience violence and supporting them to access services. We know from this report and others, and certainly from what we hear at 1-800-RESPECT, that you're right, there are members of the community that do experience violence at higher rates. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people experience higher rates of violence. We know that women with disabilities are likely to experience domestic violence at twice the rate of women who don't have disabilities. We work really closely with our sector partners and with experts in the sector to really look at different kinds of violence that people might experience and how different aspects of disadvantage might impact on someone's access to services and ability to seek help.
Inez Carey, Clinical Engagement Manager at 1-800-RESPECT, ending that report by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.